was happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now in my life.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Madeline Reynolds. Peter Hughes, manager of the Linda WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, joins us with a preview of upcoming events and broadcasts for the rest of March into April.
We were just talking about this, that we I can't believe it's already March.
I know.
Oh, my God. So let's talk about it. Let's get right into it. Now, Madeline, the next thing we have coming up in March that we want to talk about by getting sad. We're going to get sad.
All right.
Now, back when I was in high school, there were all these cool art kids. They wore the best clothes. They were, before they were goths, they were just the art kids. They oil painted and they made poetry and they knitted and they went to thrift stores because Hot Topic wasn't a thing yet. But they had the best music. And I may or may not have been one of them. And the best music at that time was, of course, the Smiths and Morrissey. So we are having an incredible Smiths and Morrissey tribute on March 15th. It is called Caligula Blushed, which I believe is a quote in the song that we probably just listened to, Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. And if that's just not topical, I don't know what else is. But are you ready to get sad on March 15th?
I sure am.
We're going to get sad.
We're going to get sad. We're going to get in our feelings that day.
That's
and
right.
That night. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to wear black on the inside because that's how we know we're going to wear black on the outside because that's how we feel on the inside.
There we go.
Actual quote. Okay, let's move on to something a little bit more classic rock. I'm very excited about this. Our good friend Chuck Visconian, every single month, he does the Rockbond Record Club Listening Party. And this month is the first time that Linda has hosted a premiere of one of the albums of the Rockbond Record Club Listening Party. And he's doing it for me. I've been asking him for years, and he's actually using my copy. We are going to be listening and learning and hearing all about Jethro Tull's incredible 1970s concept album Thick as a Brick. It is one song on the entire album, which is 45 minutes long. It is there's a little wind in the middle, so you flip it over and there's the next. It comes with a full 30-page full-out newspaper, which I think is appropriate for WAMC here. I have this newspaper. It is fantastic, and we are going to hear all about it. And that's on March 20th. And you should be there. I will have my entire Jethro Tull album collection, which is almost complete, on display, as well as several pieces of memorabilia. And you'll learn about the album, and it's going to be done in incredible digital 5.1 surround.
Oh, wow.
So please come to Rockbond Record Club on March 20th.
And you said it one song?
Thick as a Brick is a concept album. It is one song. It's 45 minutes long.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it is
endurance.
It is the Prague of all Prague. Right. So, Ian Anderson, Martin Barr, you can't get better than it. All right, so here we go. March 23rd, we have an open house, which is our good friends at the AFM, the American Federation of Musicians Union, present musicians who should be heard. And so it is at the Linda. It is free. So come and listen to the incredible piano quartet right out of RPI, Spira, who are going to be playing for free, courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. It's at 3 o'clock on Sunday, March 23rd at the Linda. Then our good friend Cersei, the legends in the Capital Region, Mel and Rich, who were just put into the Eddie's Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
So if you go to Cersei on March 29th, if you include me and Wanda Fisher, that means there will be two people out of those three who have actually won Eddie Awards, although we've been nominated many times. I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter at all. They are incredible. They're lovely. They're coming with our good friend Chad Holster is going to open up for them, and that's on March 29th. It's the only local Cersei show you're going to see for a while, so you should really come to that. It's on March 29th. But let's talk about what we really want to talk about. You're wondering what that is. You know what that is.
I know what it is.
That is. Okay. So, Sound and Vision, Music at the Movies. This past month, we showed the greatest film of all time, Xanadu. And coming up on April 1st, April Fool's Day, I Fool You Not, we are showing the second greatest movie of all time, The Blues Brothers from 1980. It is the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. So this is incredibly appropriate. The Blues Brothers, which began as a skit on Saturday Night Live, which evolved out of John Belushi's musical Killer Bee sketches, where John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd dressed up like bees, threw themselves around, and plays blues music, not to mention also developed in Dan Aykroyd's Holland Tunnel Blues Bar, which is a blues club that he rented out when he first got on Saturday Night Live, just so him and his friends and all those guys could go drink. Totally true. They opened up for Steve Martin on one of Steve Martin's famous 1975 arena tours, and that's where they recorded their incredible album, Briefcase Full of Blues. The 1980 film was written by Dan Aykroyd himself. It was the very first film screenplay he'd ever written. He's written many, many, many since, and he didn't know how. So this script is known as The Tome. It had to be completely rewritten by John Landis, who was the director, famous director of so many things. And because of how long it took Dan Aykroyd, not to mention he wrote two full-on, not simulated car chases, including one through a mall in the middle of the movie at the time, and I still think with inflation, it is the most expensive comedy film of all time.
Wow.
But here are the people in it. Not just Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, and cameos by all sorts of comedians at the time, but also the music and appearances by James Brown, Cab Calloway, Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, and John Lee Hooker.
Legends.
Legends in music. And all, one of the greatest soundtracks of all time, which is why we're doing it. And also early film appearances by Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia herself, who plays an anonymous stalker. And Henry Gibson as from Ronan Martin's Laugh-In, who plays a really ineffectual Nazi. John Landis himself, Frank Oz, Miss Piggy, him, and Yoda, you know, is in this movie. So the Blues Brothers, April 1st, you could do yourself worse because everybody needs someone to love. April 1st at the Linda, and I think that's enough.
I will say I've never seen it.
You've never seen the Blues Brothers.
I've never seen the Blues Brothers, but I know what it is. I've just never seen it. But that, I think, sold me.
That is my intention every single month with Madeline, is to convince you to see the movie that Peter thinks you ought to see.
And I hope the listeners feel the same way.
And them too. And you, and everyone out there too.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
If you can sell me, you're definitely selling the listeners.
That's what they say. If you can sell Madeline, you can sell the world.
There you go. Well, thank you so much,
Peter.
Thank you. You can go to thelinda.org for more information about these events and more. That is thelinda.org. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. Sugar.